Why did I turn that off? That's so weird. I never do that. It's Monday. At what age do you think you should have your life together?
At what age?
What age do you think you should have your life together as a whole?
30.
At age 30, you should have it all together.
I guess. It's a tough question.
Well, buddy, you're setting that bar pretty high. 39.
39?
39, that's right. That's according to a new survey. Other milestones, age milestones include at 29, the average adult should have a solid group of friends. By 31, you should have met and fallen in love with the one. And then obviously at 39, your life should be together. I don't 39. Know, man. I'm hitting 33 this year. You're already there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if 39 is going to be my year.
Yeah. It's not looking too swell.
I don't know. I think I'm doing all right. You know, bills are paid. Mm-hmm. I got a house.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we're doing all right.
I think so.
Married, house, don't have kids. Yeah. I got a cat. It's close.
Yeah. But does having a kid mean you got your life together? I don't think so.
In some people's eyes.
I don't think so.
In some people's eyes. And it's those people that when you get married, you know who you are. Yeah. And if you do this, just stop.
Just stop.
Stop doing it.
Just stop.
It's ridiculous.
Just stop it.
Oh, you guys got married. Congratulations. When are you going to have kids?
Yeah.
We just got married.
Literally just got married.
Yeah, slow down, people, on that.
Yep.
You know, how about you congratulate the marriage? Let it flow for a little bit, then you can have kids. You know, it's like most people are more concerned about you having kids than you guys are.
Yeah.
You know, and how about this one? This one bothered me, too. Oh, you just got married. It's about time. Yeah, it is about time. Sorry, I wanted a nice base to
right.
build off of.
That's right.
Sorry, I didn't get married in 2 months like some of you guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know how
they
do
it. Oh, it's about time.
It's about time.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
All right, calm down.
I know. I'm sorry.
Getting all worked up over there. So apparently a new survey asked people what they would rather do than have a tough financial conversation or spend time really working on budgeting and planning. 34% would rather sit in a traffic jam for an hour. 34% would rather post an embarrassing photo of themselves on social media. 27% would rather get stung by a bee. 20% would rather spend an hour in jail. And 16% would rather sit through an intense movie sex scene with their parents.
Wait, what is this compared to?
They would rather do that than have a financial conversation. Do you and the wife talk about money a lot?
No, not a lot, but... I mean, when it comes to paying the mortgage, yeah. That comes up.
You kind of
hey, you're 7 days late, bro.
I think this is. I think people need to be able to have those tough conversations.
Yeah,
you know, it's hard, man. But a lot of people don't like doing it. Like, nope, just not out of sight, out of mind.
Like we finally did the joint account. We each have our own account,
yep.
And now we have the joint account.
Good.
Which is, you know, which is cool, I guess.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, is you got to both put the same amount in the joint. Otherwise,
see,
it causes problems.
I don't think we do. I don't think we put money into it. What
she puts more in, doesn't she? Your little sugar mama puts more in there, doesn't she?
Probably. I'll admit that, bro. So, shut up.
Would you shut the hell up? So, yeah.
That's a good thing, I think.
Yeah. No, it's great. No, Kiki and I got a joint account. It's nice. We know where all the bills come out of. So, we split it down the middle. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. Everything's kosher.
Except when I, like, deposited my third check. She finally asked me. She's like, no, this is going to your checking account or the joint account. I'm like, where the previous three go? Tell me that. She's like, well, we put those in the joint account. I'm like, oh, damn it. No.
If you would go deposit your, or I don't know, maybe because it's 2019, get direct deposit for God's sakes.
No, I like to see. You're, I like to hold on to it.
You're killing trees just because dum-dum here can't figure out.
I know. I can figure it out. I'm just old-fashioned. God, at least I don't write checks.
You know who else does that?
Who?
My grandmother.
Yeah.
Lastly, double-dipping chips. Uh-huh. According to a new study, food scientists have figured out that a bowl of dip where someone double-dipped is filled with more bacteria than the average floor.
Yeah. Not mine. I got the strategy.
You got the strategy?
Yeah.
What do?
You dip the chip. You eat that side then you flip it over.
Your dirty hands, though. Think about it. You're at a party. Your hands are all grimy.
I always wash my hands.
You're not on every time.
No.
You are a filthy animal. You double dipping son of a bitch.
I flip it around.
That doesn't mean your dirty fingers now. Whatever is on your dirty little fingers.
No, I don't use that corner.
Do you ever do this?
No, I don't. I don't lick my fingers.
Lick it off your fingers and you touch that chip.
Lick my fingers.
I should have known the first day I met you. You're a double dipper. What you do is you take a dip, you one bite it. Yeah? Like sushi. You don't double dip.
You don't double dip. You can double dip.
All right. Well, he found that when you dip a chip into a double dip bowl, it picks up way more bacteria than it would if someone hadn't double dipped. Hmm. See what you're doing? I'm never eating at your house again.
Spreading germs.
And since those are germs that go from person to person, we're talking about things like cold, flu, coughs, and more. You would double dip.
I'll admit it. I'm a double dipper.
If I go to your house and there's a bowl of dip, I ain't dipping in that dip.
Yeah?
No. There ain't no chip going in that dip into my mouth.
You know what? I hope you go hungry then.
You know who you are?
Who?
What are you doing? What? Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip. You took a bite. And you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip.
He had to figure it out.
From now on, when you take a chip, just take one dip and end it.
Well, I'm sorry, Timmy. But I don't dip that way.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No. You dip the way you want to dip. I'll dip the way I want to dip.
Give me the chip!
Hey!
Don't double dip, Hunter!
The morning dog.